economic health of this nation has been...
four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
So late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
It's amazing what's been going on with the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Money Talks.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Shauna Theriault, who's a certified financial planner.
I am.
And a CPA. And then we got Troy Harmon, who's a chartered financial analyst and a CVA, certified valuation analyst.
Yes, sir.
Hoping to become a CPA one day.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
One day.
He had a good momentum going.
Yeah.
And we hit a little brick wall there, almost like this market.
Yeah. The market has ran into a little bit of turbulence.
Yeah. I was supposed to do that last week.
Last week.
If I'd done that last week,
you would have been on the cutting edge.
Okay. So now I sound like Jim Cramer. I got it.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I can tell you exactly what happened.
You wait until everybody else is panicking, and then that's when you panic.
Right. If I had a little button, I'd.
Sell!
We need to get one of those.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Thank you.
All right, Troy. So we're gonna charge everybody in the whole world to put their products in our country, and then not do it because we know that's not actually going to happen.
It'd be pretty rare. I think really what's going on is he's aiming to beat up on a bully,
which I'm all in favor of.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, there are a lot of things that have been done.
Have you read The Art of the Deal?
I have not read The Art of the Deal.
I mean, he's doing exactly what his book says.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, not only that. I mean, didn't we listen when he was campaigning?
Pretty much.
He's doing exactly what he told us he would do. And to be honest with you, I think in the end. Like you said, you know, he's going to make out like this is the way it's going to go, cause a lot of upheaval. In the end, all he's trying to do is level the playing field a bit that has gotten a bit out of whack.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't think that our neighbors have any reason to worry, but it seems like they worry a lot. And, you know, if I were them, I'd be concerned about what's going on as well. But... in the end, I really don't believe that we're going to have some all-out trade war. We have had this happen in the not-too-distant past. In fact, George W. Bush enacted tariffs on steel and was taken to the...
proverbial woodshed.
Yeah, pretty much.
He
was beaten up in the news and everywhere else, but ultimately, you know, he backed down from those. And... I think we probably got a little bit of a leveling at that point as well. So anytime it happens, it gives you pause for concern. I have not seen one economist yet who supports tariffs of any stripe. So when you have that much of a quorum, I guess, on a certain issue, it's rare that you see it get enacted. Market is in some upheaval, as you said, Bill. Shauna, you asked
down
me.
Down this week.
I said, yeah. But, you know, the worst that we've seen in a long, long time is we did have a 10% correction, but it wasn't this one. Not the one we're living through at the moment.
This isn't even down. What's this down?
5% from the very top.
And by the way, you usually have that 3 times a year.
Yeah, 5%, no doubt. We had a 10%er in the middle of it, though. January 26th through February 8th, a very short-lived sell-off that got us 10.25% lower from our all-time high, which was, again, January 26th, 2018.
Well, that normally happens once a year, right? 10% decline on average.
It's like 1.2 years every 1.2 years. Mm-hmm. Previous to that, it had been since February of 2016 that we saw the end of a correction that would have been about 13%.
View that as a buying opportunity.
Yeah, quite often it is. At the moment, we're still looking at an S&P 500 that's got a PE that's about 32% above its long-time average. Now, I've dug a little deeper into that this week, and if you think about it, now I looked at these numbers. Bill, this is a test.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gee.
December 31st, 1991. What do you think just off the top of your head, what do you think was the weight, the overall weight of the information technology sector in the S&P 500?
I would guess less than 3%.
Okay, you would be really close and probably better than most folks would guess. It's about 5.6% was all it was.
I was going to say less than 5, but I thought I split the baby. Well, I know it wasn't quite splitting it, but that's how my mind works, man.
Over 25%.
You don't want to be in there.
He's always cutting babies. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a scary thing.
And it, well, I didn't mean it literally.
Leave him away from your children.
Yeah. I didn't mean it literally.
Yeah.
What's the weight now?
Over 25%. Wow. About 25.5%. So technology through that period has gained almost 1,700%, while the market overall has gained about 700% since, you know.
But isn't that just a sign of the times and the way things are driven?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the S&P 500, just to let you know, is a market cap weighted index. So basically what it's saying is technology has grown so much.
So is Apple the top rated?
Apple's the king.
And then it's
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Facebook.
What is
and
Apple,
Facebook
7%?
I'd have to look. I think it's really close to, around 7%.
The question becomes, do you really want to own 7% of Apple?
That's the question. Total portfolio.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the S&P 500, everyone calls it the market. Actually, the market would be every stock sold. I don't know.
Correct, yeah. I mean, if you wanted to have the whole market.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're only talking about the 500 largest by market cap when you talk about the S&P 500. But it does give you a pretty good indication of what happens in the market overall on a daily basis. That's the reason that we as analysts look at that indicator, that index, more so than we would a Dow Jones Industrials or something like that. Dow Jones is 30 stocks, and it's price-weighted index, which means that they basically take one share of every one of those 30 stocks and allow it to gain its own weight. The biggest one is the one that was up the largest last year, Boeing. Price is huge, so it gets lots of love. Shauna, you're wondering at this point, so what is all that talking about? Market year-to-date, S&P 500 is up. No, it is down now.
Slightly.
0.44%. Started out the year with one heck of a rush. We were up 7% year-to-date at the end of January, only to have lost so much steam that now we're slightly negative. S&P 500 information technology sector, which we were just talking about, is still positive, 5%. The worst of it all, telecoms down 9.5% year-to-date. That's amazing, and it was one of the big losers last year. Consumer staples down 9.25% when the market is barely down.
We're not buying toothpaste anymore.
If you look at that sector, Bill, is the big buying opportunity. If you ask me, some of these consumer staples.
Consumer discretion is up, but consumer staples is way down.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
It makes
we're just blowing our money
on
things we don't need. I guess.
Yeah, we don't buy diapers and paper products and all these issues that, you know, we would normally buy, whether it's recession or top of the market, which is consumer staples. A big part of that is the fact that interest rates are changing. And what do we see this week? Big news out of the Fed. We got 25 basis points.
Was anybody – I don't understand.
The whole market expected that move.
Except for then it turned south.
Yeah, right after the announcement.
Well, it went up right after the announcement, then it tanked.
Right.
Well, that's what happened last time they raised rates, too.
It just makes no sense.
But they already said they're going to raise
rates.
Might
as well assume it's up another 50 bips before the end of the year.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's what the market is still telling us. We have at least two.
Remember how?
Maybe three more.
Remember how expansions die? They don't die from old age. They die from bad policy.
Yep.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be raising rates. I think they should, but at some point they'll overshoot. Then we'll go into a recession, and then we
bring
down.
Right, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat,
right.
Rinse, repeat.
This is you're absolutely right, Bill. This is, I mean, history rhymes quite often, and here we are again. Yeah. You've got inflation in check below the 2% target. You got the market doing well. When they first gave us our very first interest rate increase back in December of 2015. What'd they tell us? They were just resetting.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't really time.
Well, you got to remember, you don't really feel today's interest rate in the economy. you usually feel it 12 to 18 months. So if you raise three more by the end of the year, it's 12 to 18 months before you actually see the effects.
Right.
Which, if I was a betting man, would say not boding well for the economy. Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would probably agree with that. It's not going to hit this year.
No.
Probably not even next year. No. Like you said, 12 to 18 months. No.
If we actually enact all these tariffs, then different story.
It could be. Could be. Yeah. You know, the strength recently, the last 6 to 8 months, maybe even 12 months, has been the global economy. It's not just the U.S. economy. We were all in lockstep, and you start talking tariffs, and it does start making folks a little nervous. And
I think our trade policy is garbage, and we should fix it. I don't know if fixing it with tariffs is the way to go. I'm not sure.
Right, but what it does is it opens the opening salvo of situation that gets everybody's attention, and you go to the table and you figure it out.
Hopefully.
Be very interesting.
Hopefully. As
to
long
watch.
As we keep those Trident submarines all fueled up, that's all I really care about.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we probably ought to take a real quick break. We'll come back in a minute and have a dog of the week.
Dropping my duties here? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, there is a timer in front of us, and I'm sure that we need to pay a bill or two.
Well, that's true. All right, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.